Hello everyone, I'm Uncle Hanzi. Welcome to the My Stories of Chinese Characters series. In this episode, I will explain the Chinese character Che for car and share the story behind the Che character. Well, this is a modern car. It has four wheels. It goes by itself. It goes real fast. What about an ancient car? Today we are at a Shang Dynasty gravesite from about 3,500 years ago. And we discovered six chariots here. In modern Chinese, we have the character for car. And if you look at it, it doesn't look like much of anything. But if you compare it with the traditional character, you can see how it changed. The traditional character looks kind of like a car with maybe four wheels. But if we look at the more ancient character, we see that it's not really four wheels, it's two wheels, and it's drawn by two horses or two cows. Today we have Mr. Niu. Mr. Niu works here. He's an expert on these chariots, and he's going to tell us more about their structure. Mr. Niu.
Nice to meet you, Uncle Hanzi. I'm very happy to introduce the history for you. First, let's know about the structure of the chariots of the Shang Dynasty. At an imitation of the chariot, there is a curved bar. There are two yokes on the neck of two horses. The middle is a shaft, the back is the coach. And there are two wheels, which is made of antlerless skin, like the tire.
And the wheels and the coach are very big, so for three people, and the horses look like they would be very uncomfortable.
Yeah, the driver is sitting in the middle. The left part is the higher position, the right part is the lower position. Three people are sitting inside. China is one of the ancient countries to invent and use chariots in the world. It is said that in Xia Dynasty, Xi Zhou first invented the chariot. But until now, archaeologists haven't discovered the chariot from Xia Dynasty. The earliest chariot we have discovered is from Yinxu Anyang in Shang Dynasty. The Shang kings and noblemen take this kind of chariot during their lifetime. After their death, they bury the chariots nearby the ancient tombs. They kill two horses in front and bury one slave at the back, and his feet were cut.
Why were his feet cut?
He probably was a captive from the war, so he wouldn't run away. From 1935 until now, over 100 pieces of chariot horses have been discovered here. They are 1,000 years earlier than the chariots discovered from the Emperor Qin Shi Huang's tomb.
Yeah, about 1,000 years earlier. So that's sort of like being buried in your car.
Have you been to the Terracotta Warriors in Xi'an? Terracotta Warriors are pottery figures. The chariot is made of bronze. Those are bronze chariots.
Much later, about 1,000 years later. So this is made of wood.
It's wood mixed with earth.
This is a chariot we just saw. Riding such a chariot would definitely be a bumpy ride. With a sedan chair, humans became animal power. The sedan chair also reflects the strict social hierarchy of old China. The English word rickshaw originates from jinriksha, the Japanese pronunciation of renli-chu. Renli-chu means human-powered cart. In China, they had hongbao-chu, yellow-covered cars, which translate as yellow cab, to differentiate them from private cars. In the 80s, if you had a Phoenix bicycle, you were probably quite well off. At that time, a bicycle might transport a whole family of three, one on the beam and one on the back. A 2-8 brand bicycle was one of the best betrothal gifts in China at the time. Later, motorcycles appeared. Old-fashioned motorcycles were a trend and a symbol of liberation in the 90s and early 21st century. With the development of China's economy and the process of urbanization, China now has its own domestic brands of cars. Jiefeng and Hongqi are examples. In 2020, about 1 in 4 Chinese adults owns a car. But with the advent of taxi apps and massive urbanization and public transportation, the need for a car is much less than in other countries. Also, there is no place to park a car. With the advent of personal cars, traffic jams and pollution have become a problem. Shared vehicles have emerged, and people have begun to attach importance to environmental protection and advocate environmentally friendly travel. Nowadays, with the continuous development of science and technology, artificial intelligence, and driverless cars, new energy vehicles have begun to appear. Wonder what will the future of cars be like? Thanks for listening to this episode of My Stories of Chinese Characters. I'm Uncle Han Zi. In the next episode, we will interpret the Chinese characters related to Chinese New Year's to understand the story of Chinese New Year. If you like the show, please give us a rating or a review. You can also check out the video version of this show at youtube.com/learnchineseforfun. See you next time.